that's by the Swedish composer Hugo Alvin, The Dance of the Shepherd Girl, here on Kansas Public Radio. That music is originally from Alvin's Fourth Symphony, and we heard it performed by the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. Maris Janssens is the conductor. Thanks for joining us Friday morning here at KPR. Destiny has the day off. I'm Darryl Brogdon, here till noon with the classics, and in this hour, An Artist's Life, a waltz by Johann Strauss II. That's ahead at about 9:30 this morning. Hope you'll be here for that. But next, music for the Christmas season by Franz Liszt, his piano suite called Christmas Tree. It's a suite of 12 pieces that he wrote in the 1870s and exists in versions for both solo piano and piano four hands. He dedicated Christmas Tree to his first grandchild, Daniela, and in fact, the first performance of Christmas Tree was in her hotel room on Christmas Day in 1881. Here's Rhonda Gillespie at the piano to perform Christmas Tree by Franz Liszt on Kansas Public Radio. From 1867, that's called, or rather from 1881, make sure I have my years straight. That's by Franz Liszt. It's called Christmas Tree, composed and dedicated to his granddaughter, Daniela. Thanks for listening this morning at Kansas Public Radio. I'm Darryl Brogdon, here for Destiny this morning. She'll be back with Classics by Request tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. And later this hour, part of the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach. We'll get to that in 10 minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about programs and research is at ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. And online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, that's the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. The conductor is Carlos Kleiber. And music of Johann Strauss II. Here for you on Kansas Public Radio. That's called An Artist's Life. Thanks for joining us Friday morning at KPR. And the weekend looks good, at least in terms of the weather. It's going to be a little warmer this weekend. No rain in the forecast either. Little Bach coming up in just a moment, and at 10:01 news from National Public Radio. Destiny's your host for Classics by Request every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4, and to find out what our listeners have been asking for, you'll just have to tune in tomorrow, 1 to 4 p.m., Classics by Request, here on KPR. Next is part of the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach. Technically, this is part three, which is for the third day of Christmas. We'll hear the English Baroque soloist, the Monteverdi Choir, conducted by John Elliott Gardner on Kansas Public Radio. From From the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach. That's the third part, which is for the third day of Christmas. On KPR, we heard it played by the English Baroque soloists, sung by the Monteverdi Choir, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. 27 degrees is the temperature here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. 30 in Topeka. Looking for highs today in the upper 40s with mostly sunny skies. Hope you'll join us. Hope you'll stay tuned, actually, because we've got the news coming up next in the 10 o'clock hour this morning. You can play Match the Carols as we listen to Victor Healy Hutchinson's Carol Symphony, which is made up entirely of very well-known Christmas carols. That's ahead in the next hour, right here for you on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR, and the time's coming up on 10 a.m.
From ski resorts to forestry, small states like Maine rely on H-2B visa workers during the winter season. But some businesses fear they'll suffer if numbers aren't increased.
Maine is per capita, I think, the largest user of H-2B visas because of our rural nature and high tourism complexity.
Meeting seasonal staffing needs on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is today and every weekday from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR news and classical music. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or just tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering service to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. Coming up on 10:01, and the news is next on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The world's least body of the suspect believed to have killed two students last weekend at Brown University and an MIT professor last Monday. The Trump administration says he is a Portuguese immigrant who came to the U.S. through a visa lottery. The administration says it is immediately suspending that lottery for legal immigration. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. The time is 10:04. That's the Kansas Brass Quintet and a suite of carols for the Christmas holidays right here for you on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning and welcome to the Classics on a Friday morning. It's coming up on 12 minutes past 10 o'clock. I'm Darryl Brogdon, in for Destiny today, who's got the day off. She'll be in tomorrow, 1 to 4, with Classics Live. Later this hour, Sergei Prokofiev's Lieutenant Kije Suite, which was written originally for a Russian movie in the early 1930s. We'll hear that in about a half hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. So composer Victor Healy Hutchinson had this idea. If A medley of carols is good. Maybe an entire symphony devoted to carols would be stupendous. Hence his very popular Carol Symphony. This is Gavin Sutherland in the City of Prague Philharmonic on KPR. That's the Carol Symphony of Victor Healy Hutchinson, composed in 1927 and featuring five familiar Christmas carols. How many did you spot? I got O Come All You Faithful, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, the First Noel is in there. Seems like I'm missing a couple. That was the City of Prague Philharmonic, conducted by Gavin Sutherland. I'm Darrell Brogdon in for Destiny this morning. Here at KPR, the time is exactly 10:38. News from National Public Radio is coming your way at 11:01 this morning. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and a champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org. And Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Well, next, it's the Lieutenant Kijet Suite by Sergei Prokofiev. This suite actually began as movie music for a Russian comedy called Lieutenant Kijet. This was about 1933. It's got a sequence in it which depicts a sleigh ride. You'll be sure to hear that when it comes up. This is the L.A. Philharmonic, Andre Previn, on Kansas Public Radio. Sergei Prokofiev's Lieutenant Kijet Suite here on Kansas Public Radio. The Los Angeles Philharmonic is conducted there by Andre Previn. 33 degrees at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, coming up on 11 o'clock.
Better watch out.
We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Don't forget to join us on Wednesday, Christmas Eve at 9 a.m. for the live broadcast of a Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. It's live from King's College, Cambridge. That's Christmas Eve, 9 a.m. Support for news on KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available, weaversinc.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Today's the deadline for the Justice Department to release files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Last month, President Trump signed a law ordering the records be released, but Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche tells Fox News they will only release a partial batch of the files today, hundreds of thousands of them, and more over the next couple of weeks. He says that's to give them more time to redact names and identifying information about the victims. NPR's Stephen Fowler has more on the files.
Hundreds of gigabytes of digital and physical evidence that the FBI has, grand jury files, and other things that have already been made public otherwise. It's also worth pointing out the law gives this deadline of 30 days after Trump signed it as a deadline, but there is no enforcement mechanism or penalties or consequences written into the law for this time not being met or any improper redaction of information.
NPR's Stephen Fowler reporting. Online video sharing app TikTok has reached a deal to sell its U.S. operations to a group of investors. That includes the big tech company Oracle, run by billionaire Larry Ellison, who is a longtime ally of President Trump. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
After more than 5 years of intense debate, TikTok's U.S. operations have been sold to a consortium of investors. That group includes software and data center company Oracle, private equity firm Silverlake, and MGC, an investment company backed by the United Arab Emirates. Under the terms of the deal, which were confirmed by NPR, current ByteDance investors will keep about a third of the entity, and Beijing-based ByteDance will hold a minority stake. Backers don't expect American users of TikTok to notice any major changes. China hawks in Washington have been worried about Beijing using TikTok to influence the political views of the 170 million Americans on the app. Yet, under the deal, ByteDance will still own the app's algorithm with audits by the new American-led entity. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
And Oracle is a financial supporter of NPR. Existing home sales rose slightly last month, and Pierre Scott Newman has more.
In its monthly report on existing home sales, the National Association of Realtors said in November home sales increased 0.5% for a seasonally adjusted rate of 4.13 million homes. Sales increased in the Northeast and South, but showed no change in the West and actually fell a bit in the Midwest. NAR Chief Economist Lawrence Yun said the increase in sales could be explained by lower mortgage rates, while a decrease in the number of unsold units was likely due to homeowners holding off listing their homes for sale during the winter. The NAR says the median home price in the U.S. is at just under $410,000. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
And the home sales rose slightly from November, from the month before October. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find classical music and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio. There's music from the Posthorn Serenade by Mozart here on KPR, George Zell, and the Cleveland Orchestra. And you might very well be asking yourself, what the heck is a posthorn? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's a valveless, cylindrical brass instrument with a cupped mouthpiece. It was used to signal the arrival or departure of a mail coach back in Mozart's time, but several composers, including Mozart, wrote concertos to feature that early brass instrument. So there you have it. I'm Darryl Brogdon in for Destiny today. Destiny will be here again on Monday. She'll also be in on Saturday afternoon to bring you classics by request. Later this hour, an overture from an opera that can't decide if it's serious or comic by Domenico Cimarosa. But right now, here's some music for the holiday season by that most prolific of composers, Anonymous. This is harpist Emily Mitchell with Six Noels for Harp on KPR.
Thank you.
6 Noels for Harp, performed on KPR by harpist Emily Mitchell. And coming up, more music for the season, including In Terra Pax, Peace on Earth by composer Gerald Finzi. That's ahead at about 11:30 this morning, so I sure hope you'll keep it right here. I'm Darryl Brogdon in for Destiny today. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. Okay, well, next, it's an overture from the 18th century by Domenico Cimarosa. The Banquet is an opera that Cimarosa composed that year for the carnival season in Venice. And it's what was known at the time as a drama giocoso. That's an opera that is not quite a serious opera and not quite a comic opera. Dramas giocoso always had a happy ending, so I guess that's how they can maybe not always be considered grand opera. But anyway, the overture from The Banquet by Cimarosa. This is Alessandro Amoretti and the Nicholas Esterházy Sinfonia on KPR.
Thank you.
from 1782, the overture from the opera The Banquet by Domenico Cimarosa, here on KPR, Alessandro Amoretti and the Nicholas Esterházy Sinfonia. Later this hour, the Philharmonic Waltzes by Morton Gould. That'll take us to the news at 12:01. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer-critical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. Well, now here's something for the Christmas season by English composer Gerald Finzi. He died in 1956, and a couple of years before his death, he wrote this for the Christmas season, In Terra Pax, Peace on Earth. David Hill is the conductor, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and the Winchester Cathedral Choir, here for you on KPR.
The stars were shining, fared I forth alone where westward falls the hill, and familiar village in the watered valley, distant bells are ringing.
were angels for the bright stars to see.
Thank you.
Composed not long before his death in 1956, that's Gerald Finzi and In Terra Pax, Peace on Earth, for the Christmas season. David Hill, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and the Winchester Cathedral Choir. NPR News, that's coming up at 12:01. Jeff Watson has got your classical music between 12 and 3 this afternoon, and I imagine there'll be quite a bit of music for the holiday season as well. That's 12 to 3. It'll take you right up to All Things Considered at 3 p.m. here on KPR. Now here's something by the English composer Haydn Wood, who lived from 1882 to 1959. He was a very prolific composer, but he's best known, I think, for the song Roses of Picardy. He wrote a number of songs, and several of them became big hits in his time. But here's some orchestral music now by Haydn Wood from a suite called London Cameos. This is the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Adrian Leeper is the conductor on Kansas Public Radio. music from London Cameos by the English composer Haydn Wood on KPR. The first cameo was St. James Park in Spring, followed by a state ball at Buckingham Palace from the suite London Cameos, the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony led by Adrian Lieper. I'm Daryl Brogdon in for Destiny today. She'll be with you tomorrow from 1 to 4 for Classics by Request, and then back for the morning show on Christmas week, Monday, here on KPR. Right now, stay tuned for the news from National Public Radio. And Jeff Watson's got your classical music from 12 to 3 right after the NPR News and Stardate. All that right here on Kansas Public Radio.
On last week's Wait, Wait, panelist Adam Burke was skeptical of Netflix's attempt to buy Warner Brothers.
Netflix are 8...